Worms are one of the most serious health problems in the developing world, especially among children. Worms affect about 600 million school-aged children around the world, and they're known to cause diarrhea, anemia, internal bleeding, malnutrition, and numerous other ailments. They're parasites, and they stunt physical growth and also mental growth and intelligence. They sap energy, and sometimes children end up too weak to even attend school. A lot of worms are transmitted by soil, so poor people who live in unsanitary conditions, or when there are children who walk around and don't wear shoes as they're supposed to, they are especially vulnerable to worms. You'll note, by the way, we didn't actually want to show you a picture of a real worm, so this is mostly a picture of an apple. The good news is that worms can be treated, and they can be treated fairly cheaply. For instance, there's a chewable pill that can be given to children, and it costs about 50 cents per child per year to distribute enough pills so that the children, for the most part, don't get worms. The pill basically flushes the worms out of the body. There's a very good paper on the economics of deworming children by Baird, Hicks, Kramer, and Miguel. It's called Worms at Work. They look at two groups of individuals where one of the groups received 2 to 3 more years of deworming than the comparison group. They found the group that had the extra deworming had, by the time they were 19 to 26 years old, earnings that were 21 to 29% higher, hours worked that were 12% higher, and work days lost to illness found by a third. Of course, those are notable gains. Total years in school, test scores, and also self-reported health are much better for the group that had the additional deworming. This suggests that education and health are plausible channels for how the deworming led to higher earnings and higher work hours. The authors of this paper conclude there are very high social returns to deworming. This was a study from Kenya, and in that context, they estimated that the ratio of benefits to costs for deworming children was somewhere between 24 to 41. That is, for every dollar spent on deworming, there would be the equivalent of $24 to $41 worth of gains in return. Of course, it remains a question why deworming is not more common if it's so effective, and indeed it seems to be this effective. Factors cited include lack of awareness of the problem, lack of advocacy, and in general, good decentralized institutions at the local level in rural areas which are committed to deworming children. Nonetheless, on this issue, progress is being made.